Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. And talking about Angels baseball, it still is Cactus League play in Arizona. So immediately following us at 12:10 today is going to be Cactus League play. And the Halos are going to be playing what are, at least for the moment, called the Oakland A's, but they're kind of a team without a country at this point because they're on the way to Las Vegas, but while the stadium is being built there, there really isn't an official home because they don't have a new lease up in Oakland. So anyway, kind of one of those interesting things. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, is going to be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And what we're going to be talking about is something that was very much in the news locally this week. There are insurance companies now that are not writing policies for restaurants. So restaurants are finding that their renewal period is up, and in many cases, their insurer is not writing restaurant insurance in California anymore. And this also applies to restaurants that have never had a claim. So this is kind of a thorny issue, and we definitely want to get Chef Andrew's opinion on this as a successful chef and restaurateur. But wow, the restaurant industry right now doesn't need anything else to be concerned about, and this is kind of a huge issue. As always, we do appreciate you being out there. Thank you. Do keep up with us on social media. What we try to do between Saturdays and our social media is just give you more information, some visuals about what we're doing here. Also, where we have a cookbook author, we typically will post a couple of their recipes from the cookbook that we're talking about in our recipes section on the website. So do be looking for that. Also, where there is a restaurant that we've been to or a food product, we definitely like to post those visuals just to round out what we're saying verbally here. So do take advantage of that. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant. Send us a tweet or an X or whatever you might want to call it at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best and provocative food imagery, Instagram too at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we do want to thank our crack technical excellence team that's in transition in the booth. Thanks to Jake, and hello again to Tony. Glad to have him out there. As always, we got a lot going on, happily, on the show today. A little bit of an emphasis, I'm happy to say, on travel opportunities with food at its center. First, we're going to be venturing back up to Paso Robles, where I was a couple of weeks ago, doing research for the show, dining, restaurants, and of course also Paso Robles is now packed with premium wineries, and it really is kind of hard to keep track of what's going on up there. But I do that. So one of the discoveries that I was lucky enough to spend some time with in Paso on this trip is a winery by the name of Copia Vineyards, and they have two rather lush estates within sub-districts that are in Paso Robles. Paso Robles is the AVA. But their first vineyard estate was in one of the hottest, trendiest districts of Paso that you see some amazing wines coming out of, and that is called the Willow Creek District, and that's their biggest estate. But a few years ago, back in 22, they were able to acquire 26 more acres in the Adelaida district, which is where their tasting room is. A wonderful couple, Anita and Verinder, are the proprietors and winemakers, really fun people that I had a chance to spend some time with. And also, for the small group of wine writers that I was with, in addition to doing the tasting for us, they actually have a residence that is part of the tasting room that is in the Adelaida district, so there's a full kitchen. And they did a home-cooked Indian meal for us that they matched each course with one or two of their wines. What a spectacular experience. What wonderful people. And when you find your way up in Paso, I definitely invite you to do their tasting room experience, which also can be paired with food, and really appreciate what they're doing. You know, really wonderful people. There is an incredibly busy restaurant in Fountain Valley that is a fusion of Chinese and Peruvian cuisine. They call it Chifa Cuisine, and this is called Vox Kitchen, that starting out the year was expanded and remodeled. It is part of a restaurant group that is headed by executive chef and founder Viet Nguyen. This is a busy, busy place that is really doing some tasty and interesting cuisine. I was in there for lunch, and I started early and left about the height of the rush hour. And as I say, the place was full, even with the expanded area on a Friday. Impressive to see. Key Concepts, which is the restaurant group that Chef Viet founded, has many other restaurants and many other concepts. We'll have a chance to meet him, but the exciting news is after Vox being established in 2017, later in the year, there is going to be a second location in, of all places, South Coast Plaza. So you can see how they've bridged cultures there, which is kind of fascinating. Then, end of next month, last weekend, it is the 11th annual Big Island Chocolate Festival on the Big Island of Hawaii, put on by the Kona Cacao Association and done at the Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort. If you like chocolate, this is an event for you because it's consumer-oriented, but also towards cacao farmers, encouraging small family farmers in the islands to grow cacao. Great cause, great event. We'll be meeting with the founder. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, it is Copia Vineyards in Paso Robles. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.